Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, please drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast on fmr.co.za. I spoke a couple of weeks ago about my home and work setup, and I promised I'd go into detail about individual choices. And today I'm going to tell you why, as my laptop, and I do prefer a laptop because I'm mobile a lot of the time, I chose a MacBook Air and not a MacBook Pro or Windows machine. And I, just for clarity, I run an M1 MacBook Air, which is a few years old, and I have no desire to upgrade it because basically the M2, which is still available, or even the M4, which is now available, offer me zero extra utility over my old M1 MacBook 13-inch. It does everything I need. I don't run very, very, very intensive graphics programs. So if you were doing things like video editing or very intense graphic design or very intense number crunching, you might need this, but to edit photos and do complex spreadsheets, the M1 is unbelievable. And that's another reason why I'm on it, not a Windows machine, is the Apple chip is just so good for the price. And let me give you an example. You can't buy the M1 that I use anymore, but you can buy the M2, and that's 15,999 Rand. If you were to go and buy an entry-level M4 Pro, which would be a one-inch bigger screen, but I've also explained separately why I use standalone screens, because going up from 13 to 14 doesn't really make much difference to me, but going from 14 to 32 inches makes a big difference to me. And the difference in cost, you might as well just buy a screen, but that's a discussion for a different day. But the M4 Pro would cost me 37,000 Rand, one Rand short of 37,000 Rand. And to pay three times as, or two and a half times as much to get absolutely no extra utility, I just don't see the point. Your mileage might vary, but mine certainly doesn't. And the M1 and the Air does everything that I need it to. The only real advantage the M4 Pro has is it has a native HDMI out port, but most of the new screens that you'd buy now use USB-C anyway. I don't need the extra functionality. And the only other real advantage that an M4 would have is that you can use more than one screen. But as I say, big screen, don't need more than one, does the job for me, and it's brilliant. And the other advantage of the M1 Air and the small one is it's so small and light. I don't notice it in a backpack, and that is amazing. And several years in, the battery lasts me a full day of work. Simplicity works, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And that's really my advice. Buy a machine that does what you need, future-proof it, and you should be around for a while. And that's the M1 Apple MacBook Air that I choose to use. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just to comment, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on my social media channels. That's DavidDondi. And the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za.